Psalm 110. Yahweh said to my Lord, "You sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Well, Jesus quotes this in the New Testament, and he says that this is David speaking. And he's saying that David looked forward to him, to Jesus. And he, although Jesus didn't exist at that time, David knew that he was going to have a special son who was going to be the Son of God. So he looked ahead to the coming of Jesus. And he says that Yahweh said to my Lord, that's David's Lord, that's Jesus, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." And New Testament tells us that that means that now Jesus, the Lord of David, is sitting at God's right hand, waiting for God to make his enemies his footstool. So then, Jesus is called David's Lord. Now, the Jews had the idea that Messiah, when he came, could not possibly be as great as David or Moses. And Jesus quotes this to them and says, no, David calls the Messiah my Lord. He goes on, "Yahweh will send the rod of your strength out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies." So it seems that when Jesus comes back, he's going to establish himself as king in Zion on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and there will be a period of time that's required for the peoples of the earth to come to him. And some won't. Some will come up and fight against him. But he will rule in the midst of his enemies. Your people, that's us, will be willing and eager in the day of your power, in the beauty of holiness. From the womb of the morning you have the dew of your youth. So the idea is that it's like a morning that's just dawned and the dew is on the ground, and we spring forth to live forever. Yahweh has sworn and will not change. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Well, Melchizedek was the king of both Jerusalem, and also he was a priest. So he was both a king and a priest. And in the New Testament times, people were complaining that how can Jesus be a king? He was of the tribe of Judah, and the priests have got to be from the tribe of Levi. And Paul answers that by saying, no, he's a priest after the order of Melchizedek, who was both a king and a priest. The Lord at your right hand will strike through kings in the day of his wrath. So the kings who come up against Jesus in Jerusalem, who do not want him to be king over them, will be destroyed. He will judge among the nations. He'll fill the places with dead bodies. He will wound the leaders of many countries. He will drink of the brook in the way and lift up his head. So then, when Jesus comes back, if he came back right now, I don't suppose a lot of people would actually want him back. Oh no, you're disturbing us, disturbing all our trade, disturbing us enjoying ourselves doing sinful things, disturbing our religions, disturbing what we want to do. No, we will come and attack you. So this is crazy that people would be like that Jesus will come back and people will want to kill him. But that's, of course, what happened the first time when he came. But that is not going to be allowed. He is going to destroy them. And there will be this battle of Armageddon that you read about in Joel and Revelation, where all the enemies of Jesus come up to Jerusalem to fight against him. And you can imagine all the nations of the earth saying, no, this guy's got to be put down. And that's where, in that period, I think, people who maybe have not responded to the gospel that we preach to them will then think, ah, yeah, I remember, yeah, hearing about that Jesus is going to come back and establish his kingdom in Jerusalem. This is it. Let's not go up and fight him. Let's repent and accept him. So I think that maybe our preaching of the gospel now may be preparing some people to accept him then when he comes.